Hey, Clitorati. Hey, Clitorati. We are so hyped to bring you this super educational episode
Welcome to
on
the Pleasure
Drumroll,
Positive.
Lindsay.
Welcome to the Pleasure Positive Podcast, the ultimate destination for a life filled with pleasure.
Dick
Join us as we
pics.
explore the vast landscape of pleasure, from the tantalizing to the transformative. This isn't just a podcast. It's a journey into the joyous realms of life's most delightful experiences. We're here to break down barriers, challenge norms, and open up conversations about the incredible world of pleasure. Expect insightful interviews with experts, everyday adventurers, and anyone embracing the extraordinary in the ordinary. Discover how pleasure isn't just a luxury, but a fundamental part of your well-being. Subscribe now to the Pleasure Positive Podcast and embark on a voyage where pleasure is not just celebrated, it's a way of life. Welcome to the Pleasure Positive Podcast.
Ooh, I won't blip. You ever sent a dick pic without someone's consent? Does size actually matter, or is it how you use it? We're also going to give you our best tips for what to do if someone sends you an unsolicited dick pic. And we're going to go over some of the funniest stories on this topic. I can barely get through this intro without laughing because I know all the stories. Mrs. Marsh. Whether you just need a good laugh like I do, apparently, or you're ready to become a dick pic responding hoe and be a communication queen, buckle up for a ride. You're in for a treat. To say the least.
I mean, we brought Mr. Marsh on today because we thought it was, if we were going to be talking dicks, we thought it was only appropriate. We had a dick here to represent the dicks. Have you ever sent a dick pic to anyone?
Yeah.
I have never gotten a dick pic. What the fuck?
Never asked. It's always a dick.
That is not. I have definitely asked.
No,
that is
not.
Fine. I want a dick pic this weekend.
Okay.
This whole episode got kicked off by a listener who wrote us in, and she sent us a very lengthy, in-depth detail of the story. I'm going to read a portion of it and then just create the rest of this scenario for you that inspired this whole episode. So she starts off with, I just want to start off by stating you deliver such entertaining content and a hilarious conversations in your awesome Pleasure Positive Podcast. Thank you very much. You all have so much energy and you're all so amazing together. She said she loved the content and she especially loves our blooper episodes and story time. And she goes in to basically tell the story of how a guy at her work was very into talking about his dick with everyone at work and was telling everyone that he had a 10-inch dick, okay? We've done a whole episode on does size matter. We'll link it in the show notes if you want to know our opinion about if size matters. I'm just going to read a couple of quotes from her story and then finish up. She goes, do you really expect us? So basically the guy sends her and another girl in her office an unsolicited dick pic, and she says, do you really expect us to swoon over unsolicited dick pics? It's more likely that we'll share and laugh. She said, they should know by now that this approach doesn't work. We're more likely to mock than be impressed. And how do we handle men who exaggerate their size? And what about Mr. 10 inches turns out to be Mr. 5.5? Apparently, this guy sends her, he'd been claiming to have a 10-inch dick, and then sends her a dick pic with his penis up against a ruler, and it was clearly 5.5 inches. He sends it to her and another girl in the office with the exact same text message, like, hey, just really wanted to send this to you. Please don't share anyone. Of course, they end up talking about it and find out what's happening, and the whole thing rather imploded for this young man. And I feel he did dig his own grave with this a little bit. First of all, I'm just going to say for the record, there's a range of size that works for me personally. A 10-inch dick would actually be too much for me. I just have to deal with Ryan's 10-inch dick. No, I'm just kidding. 10 inches is fucking huge. I don't know if I've ever seen a 10-inch dick in real life. So for men going around saying that they have a 10-inch dick and then to send, like, if you're going to lie, like, at least back up the lie. Don't send a picture of your dick with a ruler where it's clearly 5.5 inches if you're claiming that it's 10. Like, there's nothing wrong with a 5.5 inch dick. That's like a very normal sized penis. But at least if you're going to lie, you got to stick to the lie. With all the AI and like photo editing, he could have easily elongated his dick, I feel like.
Elongated the ruler and added 5 more inches. The ruler, this is, like the ruler just gets me.
This guy's just a bad liar.
I mean, did he forget that he was like bragging about his 10-inch cock when he went to go put a ruler next to it? That's what I want to know. There's so many things.
This is like guys wanting to say they have a 10-inch dick. Like, that's not necessarily a turn on. Ryan?
Yeah, it's not necessarily what women want. But women, I feel like... What do you mean by 7?
No, I'm saying that the range that I've found is the middle ground size that all women will be a little impressed but not intimidated by is around 7 to 8, in that range.
He's not wrong.
Love the male perspective here. Love that wisdom. The fundamental flaw of this story is this young man who whipped out the ruler in a dick pic. I will say, I don't know that I've ever heard of a case where... I've definitely never gotten a dick pic with a ruler in it. That really takes a special someone. I don't know. Balls. It's just, there's so many, that's like the...
it takes balls to send a picture like that.
Takes balls, okay? I love this. I love this story, but I think it brings up some real practical, what do you do? And also, unsolicited dick pics, do or don't. I think that we take the stand of just don't send me your dick.
Don't
send me your dick.
We have gotten some unsolicited dick pics on our Instagram.
Some?
I have to be
some?
Honest, guys. We've gotten a lot. We've gotten a lot over the years. And I have to be honest, when I'm getting up in the morning and I'm having my morning coffee and I open our Instagram and there's a big fat strange dick on my Instagram DMs, it's not, guys, it is not a turn on. Don't do it. I feel violated. You did not ask my consent. I don't want to see your penis before I've had my morning caffeine or really any time of the day. Like, it's perverted to send an unsolicited dick pic. It's not hot. Girls do not like it. That's my honest opinion.
Wow, wait. You like straight up like you got it all out within the first 10 minutes. I feel you. I'm right
it's
there.
It's not hot.
And
send
so
us your dick pics. I'm going to start reposting them on our stories.
So wait.
No, just kidding. I won't do that.
There are people around the world who feel similarly, and I'd like to share some personal stories, some anecdotes about some folks who...
Well, I want to know, Ryan, why do you think guys feel like it's okay to send unsolicited dick pics?
I don't think it's a matter of whether it's okay or not. I know that it's not about being okay or right. It's something naughty and something where you feel like you're... exposing yourself. In the 80s, the old school flashers that would run by and open their trench coats. It's that idea of breaking the rules and being naughty and doing something. But the problem with the dick pic is that it is so in your face, because that's what our devices are, like a few inches from our face, that it requires consent to be received well. And it's not like a dude 20 feet off opening his trench coat.
That I think is funny. You know? I could deal with a flasher, but a dick pic is like way more like unsolicited, right? Like if you've got consent, a dick pic could be hot, but...
The okay part of it is not really, it doesn't really enter people's minds. It's just like naughty and exposing yourself and fun is the idea that I've heard, but it's not hot. And we all know it.
Do you think that some guys, like, want to offend? Like, they get off on the fact that, like, I'm offending or making this woman uncomfortable?
Yes, I do. I think there's definitely a bit of malice sometimes in the way when dick pics are sent as intending to be a little offensive.
Interesting.
Yeah, certainly.
Send us a dick pic, I immediately block you on our Instagram.
Would you like to know how some people... have responded. These are like the top responses of how to respond to unwanted dick pics.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, these are some funny stories we found. I'm ready.
Okay. First, I just want to share about this like really random funny dick pic story. So this girl's on a date with this guy. He was super funny. And he just was the person who like put it all out there. People like just like wear their cards on their sleeves. So they're sitting at the bar. They're sitting at the bar. They're together in person. This has to be the most They're sitting at a bar. And he just sends her a dick pic while he's next to her and just said, okay, now that's out of the way. But this person
said, like on a first date?
Yes!
Oh my God.
And she, this person, could you imagine like going on a first date with someone and they're sitting with you and your phone pops up and buzzes. You're like, hold on, I just need to check my phone for a second. And so, it's that.
So he had this like ready to go before the date. He wasn't like under the bar shooting a pic of his dick, right? Like,
oh, he must.
A gallery of his junk in his phone that he just pulls out for special quote unquote occasions.
I think so. He sounded prepared. Like this motherfucker knew this is his move. This is check step one.
Do you want to know what I would do in that situation?
Yeah.
What did she do?
Okay, this is what I would do.
She actually just thought it was really funny and laughed. This person is special. This person is special. Tell us what you would do, Lindsay.
I don't know if you can legally do this, so I'd have to look up. It might be like considered revenge porn, but if it's not, this is what I would do. I would, if I was like at a restaurant or bar and some guy did this, I would literally airdrop it to anyone I could in the restaurant and say, I'm the girl in the pink t-shirt. The guy to the left of me just sent this. Please everyone come up and tell him he has a nice dick. Make him as uncomfortable as he just made me.
It's funny you say that because a lot of people around the world have a similar idea to you. And I just love the maniacal responses. So this is like a legit thread where it's people's best cutting, snarky, hilarious, mean responses to unwanted dick pics, okay? So reply number one. You get a dick pic. First person. Auto reply. Okay, it made it look like a machine-driven message. Auto reply. We have detected the transmission of unsolicited pornographic images of potentially illegal nature, code 36489-A, and your device's IP address has been forwarded to the police department pending an investigation. If you think this is a mistake, reply stop, all caps.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay. I like that response. Just totally be like, oh, shit. That'll teach him to send an unsolicited dick pic.
It's so maniacal. I'm obsessed. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Person B receives a dick pic. I saw a video explaining this, so I did it and never saw an unsolicited pee afterwards from that person there on out. So this is what this person says. Thanks for the dick pic. I'm making it into an NFT. You need to buy back your rights if you want your dick pic back. The NFT. Thanks for the dick pic. I'm turning it into an NFT. These people are genius. I want to be able to say that. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why did you send me a picture of a child's penis? Okay.
All right. Do we
cold. Next?
That's cold. Do we have any other like dick pics gone wrong stories?
Yes, I'm saving it for last though because it's my favorite.
Okay.
So I have one more. I have one more dick pic response that I have to read because this one's just great. Okay. All right. This one is. This person has a meme that they save on their phone because they're prepared in any moment to get an unsolicited dick pic. So I love this idea of having this saved to your favorites. It's a meme that says, receiving a dick pic is like my cat bringing me a dead bird. I can see you're proud, but I'm not touching it.
That's a little mean. And then that kind of brings up like, there's a fine, yes, if you get an unsolicited dick pic, but then there's also a fine line of, I don't know. We don't want to shame people either, but I don't know. If guys are sending unsolicited dick pics, I guess, is this open?
Absolutely not. If you send me my dick, I am going to tell you I'm turning it into an NFT, and I'm not going to waste my time with it, but I hope
that
teaches you a damn lesson. All right, you guys, this sex blooper is amazing because it really tells the story of like the camaraderie, like how, like the consensus is, do not send unsolicited dick pics. Internationally known, do not send them. So this final dick pic gone wrong tale, it takes place at a college. Okay. This person was at the university library studying with their friend when she received a Snapchat photo of what appeared to be a frankly subpar dingus. Love the use of the word dingus, by the way. Haven't heard that in so long. She had been texting with this guy, right? That's sometimes how it starts. It's just, it's innocent. You're just texting. But they'd never exchanged types of, like, sexy photos before. So all of a sudden, she gets this dick pic, and her male friend are fucking pissed. And then they got this idea, and he tells her his plan, and she agreed. So he borrows her phone, takes a dick pic, and then sends him a disappearing photo of his penis.
Back?
He's not trying, and he was trying to say, he says, my shit isn't all that special. He's not trying to flaunt his dick. He says, actually, my dick is less than average. But it was more... He said it was more present the photo. He said the photo was better than the photo that his friend received. So it was like more presentable. So this guy who sent this unsolicited dick pic responds and basically says, wow, you upgraded. And she never heard from him again. So ladies, if you have a male friend that's willing to have your back, you can dick pick them right back. And then, by the way, apparently a bunch of people were like, oh, I have a library of different penises. I just have a whole album on my phone. So when I get dick pics, I just send them relentlessly till they
just
stop
sending me back.
Yes.
Okay, so
the consensus really is, though.
Dick gone wrong. But I think that let's talk about the other. If there is consent, let me say something to you guys. When girls send sexy photos, we look at the lighting. We pose. We do the whole fucking photo shoot. Like, when I've gotten dick pics, even with consent in the past, it's like a dick pic and then like a bunch of computer wires in the background. Could you guys put in a little more effort into your dick pics? Like, send a really nice dick pic. I don't want a picture of your like half hard dick underneath your computer table. If I'm doing a fucking photo shoot with my friend and a ring light to send you sexy photos, you could put in a little more effort into your dick pic. For God's sake, put a ring light up. Put it on a silk pillowcase.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Put it in a box.
Yeah, do some product photography.
Yeah. Oh my God, we do have a should we do some product photography of your dick? Okay, Ryan, I want to know, we like, Ryan is the only one with a dick here. I want to know, like, your take on this conversation.
I pretty much agree with you guys, although I will say that receiving the unwelcome dick pic is not isolated to the guys sending it to women and to the LGBTQ community. It's also straight males who troll each other with various forms of dick pic related content. Back in 2005, I got trolled with a fake website that led to a helicoptering 10-inch long expectedly at work by a friend of mine. We do this to each other too.
Okay,
I want a video. I don't want a photo. I want a video of a flaccid dick helicopter.
I have a true story. So, a guy I used to date. I'm leaving all names out of this.
Boo! No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not gonna say.
I'm totally joking.
You do know these people though. A guy I used to see received not just a dick pic, but like a masturbation video from another mutual friend of ours who is of the homoerotic nature. And obviously the guy I dated was straight, and the gay guy was just feeling out if maybe he was into it. So he sent him a straight up masturbation video and of him coming.
Whoa, that's like, intense.
That's intense.
That's intense.
But this guy I used to date wasn't offended by it. He thought it was funny. And I'm like, oh my God, if that, I would feel so violated. So I think there is something to be said for, I guess it depends on the person, but I'd say most women are not into it, guys.
Yeah.
They ask, absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I think sending sexy photos once there's consent is super fun. Something I learned from a very famous person, just don't ever put your face in it. Plausible deniability. If you're going to send naked photos, please don't put your face in it or else you're going to end up on Pornhub.
And going back to the first story that we read with one of our longtime listeners, it's natural, I think, when you get something, an unsolicited dick pic sent to you and you experience the violation, I think it's natural to reach out to a friend and be like, oh my God, I just got sent a dick pic and I'm feeling really uncomfortable. Because it happens. Like, sometimes we can't prevent the dick pics in our DMs coming in. Like, you can't necessarily prevent it. So it's, I think, if a guy's going to send an unsolicited dick pic, be prepared that she may show someone or tell someone because she might feel violated and needs support. I will say, though, we don't need to make fun of people. But of course, if someone really like impacts us, like it's important that we get resourced. And I think if this guy is afraid of their dick pic getting sent out, like in that case, then ask first, right?
I would say the very simple thing is we can make fun of the fact that they sent a dick pic and make fun of them as a human being for doing so. Just don't make fun of the size or shape.
Yeah.
I think that's the line with
we're not into yeah, no penis shaming.
Like, yeah.
Shaming, yeah. But mock the shit out of the dude for sending
the
a
action.
Dick pic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, that crosses a line. Yes. I got a dick pic, can you believe that? But when you go into body shaming somebody else, I think that crosses a line. Even if they crossed a line, you don't have to an eye for an eye, right?
Exactly.
You don't have to
exactly
body shame their dick because that perpetuates a narrative that I'm not aligned with.
Yeah.
A lot of reverse shame on men and their penis size, that and that is a conversation we are looking to disrupt. Like, so what? You've got
absolutely
whatever size dick you have. For me personally, I never come from penetration. Oral sex is where it's at. So it's like, I've had sex with men of many different size penises and had equal pleasure. So
right.
I really want to disrupt that too. Like, it's not like, girls, it's not cool to body shame men. Like, you don't want to be body shamed, don't body shame them as well.
But by all means, make fun of them for being douchey for sending you an unsolicited dick pic.
For sending you a dick pic. Make fun of that.
Yes, yes, by all means. Yeah. And also get supported. Like, if you feel violated by that, maybe there's a friend that you can go to for this. I know for me and Lindsay are those people for each other. I think it's good to have a safe friend for that, that can get it and laugh at it, laugh with you through the discomfort. So with all of that being said, I think the consensus, people, is don't send your dick unsolicited. Just don't do it.
Oh, dick pic's gone wrong.
It's not hot.
Yeah, just get consent first, right? And if you do have a funny dick pic story or something, or like what you would do in this situation, we want to hear from you. We might do a part two of this. Send us some more dick pic blooper stories. And we're also going to do a follow-up episode because a conversation that really came from this is the difference between being like dirty and kinky versus like nasty and pervy, right? Like, there, it's a fine line. So we're gonna actually go, we're gonna do a whole episode on like do's and don'ts. So for those guys out there that maybe feel like you're coming across, you're not getting the reactions you want from women, we're gonna have an episode for you because there's a fine line between kinky and unconsensual perviness.
Love it.
Yeah, anything you want to add, Ryan?
I'm good. That was great. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
I love when you come in the studio, Ryan. That came out wrong.
I want a dick pic. You guys, I'll update you on the Instagram if he sends me a dick pic.
Yes, so keep us posted.
DM us your dick pic or your sex blooper stories if you want to inspire an episode. Or if your story is really good enough, we might just have you on the show. We're all about having our – we're going to start a new series where we have our listeners on the show with us. So if you want to be on the show, send us your best stories, and maybe we'll have you on as a featured anonymous listener.
Yes.
All right, Clitorati, have a fantastic rest of your week. And with that, we're going to see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So good.